You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, let's do a little Cowboy draft conversation here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football, your DFW sports station. And, of course, we're getting you ready for the NFL draft that is just over 2 weeks away. And the path to the draft, brought to you by Pluckers, head out to one of the seven DFW locations for the draft day party on Thursday, April 29th. I will be at one. Eric will be at one. Choppy will be at one, along with a couple of other fan hosts. And then, of course, you have April 24th, Saturday. We will have Draft 101 with Jeffrey Kavanaugh, Brian Broaddus, and Dalton Miller. So a lot of things to look forward to that we got going on to get you ready for the NFL draft here on 105.3 The Fan. But 24/7 Sports ranked every NFL team's worst draft pick of this century. And for the Cowboys, I don't think this is a shocker, fellas, the one that they went with, but you might not agree with it. And they're going with Bobby Carpenter, who was the 18th overall pick of Bill Parcells in the 2006 NFL draft out of Ohio State. He ended up just having 3.5 sacks. He started 3 games in 4 years with the Cowboys, ended up leaving, went to Detroit, was a Lion, and otherwise probably best known for being a part of Tony Romo's wedding and best buddies with him. Aside from that, didn't do much in his Cowboys tenure.
Yeah. No, didn't do a ton. Although he did play, am I reading this right? This dude played like 93 NFL games. So he played, and he didn't start
a lot. Around.
Yep, yeah, he hung around. He hung around.
Because Parcells was like, man, I got to make this pick right. So even when Parcells went to Miami, I think he brought Carpenter with him to play a little special teams
action. Oh, did
action.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was with Detroit, obviously, New England for a cup of coffee in his final year. But, I mean, Bobby gets all the hype as the worst. He ain't close to the worst this century. He ain't even the worst of Bill Parcells' era. That is Jacob Rogers, second-round offensive lineman from Oxnard High. That's Jeez. Right. He's the Oxnard High School guy.
It's the last time you heard Jacob Rogers' name.
Exactly. That's why he's the worst. He played in all of 2 games in his career that lasted 1 healthy season. He got hurt, declined surgery. That ticked the team off, and then they cut him like almost immediately after. So Jacob Rogers was the worst of Parcells. How about Morris Claiborne?
Yep.
Okay, they actually traded up. Mm-hmm. They traded up to get him. So not only did he cost them a first-round pick at 12 slots higher than Bobby Carpenter, which is higher money, he also cost them a second-round pick. And he, like Carpenter, didn't get a second contract. Like, Bobby was a bust. There's no doubt about that. But the worst, I mean, I don't know. I can see Jacob Rogers. I can see Mo Claiborne being worse than Bobby Carpenter. I can see Bobby. If you want to say Bobby, I'm not going to fight you that much on it, but I would disagree.
Yeah, they're all really, really bad. But I think it has to be Mo Claiborne because, I mean, Rogers is a good one, but he's a second-round pick. I think the first round just matters so much more. When you swing and miss in the first round, that's really, really bad for your franchise. And then when you do it in a fashion like the Cowboys did with Mo Claiborne, where you're giving up a bunch of picks, you're moving up for him. And not to say that at the time we all weren't like pretty excited about it, because Mo Claiborne was supposed to be a super stud coming out of LSU.
Oh, he was the best corner since Deion coming out of the draft. We were all thrilled to go up and go get Mo.
Yeah, it was. It ended up being extremely bad. So I think when you combine the fact that it was a first round and you traded up picks to go do it, and then Claiborne ended up just being real. I mean, not that he didn't play. I mean, because he did play, and yeah, he was in the NFL for a decent amount of time, but not a good player, and definitely not worth even a first round pick, let alone trading up into the top 10 for him.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. A lot of Taco coming in here. A lot of Bobby, a lot of Mo Claiborne, some Zeke, only because the value of 4 is so high.
I get that.
And when you use it on a running back in this era that we live in, which is not a wise decision,
Then you compound it with a second contract, which makes it even worse.
That's the thing. Like, drafting Zeke was probably not the smart play there, but the worst thing was doubling down on it and giving him the massive contract.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I know everybody says that Bobby Carpenter's a first-round pick. You know, at 18 is like, I mean, you're... Most draft scouts will say there's only about 17 or 18 first-rounders in the draft anyway. So you're almost, on a bad draft, you're out. You're in the first round in name only. But the value of the 18th pick is not nearly as high as it was when Mo Claiborne was picked, or Zeke. Right?
No, like you're not wrong. I mean, Mo at 6, you move up from 14 to 6 to go get him. Certainly when you add in the compensation factor, I can get putting Mo there. Taco, though, is a big one, especially since the Cowboys passed on T.J. Watt. I think that makes it even worse. The 2009 draft just as a whole for the Cowboys, though.
How about around the league, the 2009 draft? Go look at the 2009 draft. Tell me who's any good out of it.
No, that's fair. I mean, the Cowboys didn't even have a pick until the third round, but my gosh. I mean, the whole draft was just disgusting. Jason Williams was their first pick in the third round. Robert Brewster. I mean, most of these guys didn't even make the team.
Hey, what about little Victor Butler? Wasn't he a part of that one, too?
Yeah, Victor Butler. I mean, Victor Butler
was probably the best
one. Actually, yeah, he might have been the best pick from that draft, to be honest with you.
Wasn't that the one when Jerry came out after and was like, yeah, we were just kind of focused on special teams?
Yeah, it was a special teams draft.
Yeah, it's like, we weren't really worried about the starters.
We don't need anybody to start.
It was a good team. Yeah, it was a good team.
Yeah,
but you need players.
There's never been a team good enough to draft specifically for special teams. In the history of the sport, the undefeated Patriots, the Pat Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, name that team. No team has ever been built good enough to just focus on the special teams for the entire duration of a draft.
Unreal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.